Before we go, a muchas gracias from one of our listeners. Michaela Haluco of Denver heard our conversation with author Gustavo Arellano. In his new book, Taco USA, he celebrates Denver's unique take on Mexican food. Michaela was thrilled to hear someone give Den-Mex its due.
A lot of times when you hear people from outside of Denver talk about Mexican food in Denver, it's usually kind of brought up in an unsatisfactory light. A lot of people are looking for authentic, like coastal Mexican or what they're familiar with at home. And we definitely have our own take on things. So to hear somebody recognize the differences and not use them to detract from how good the food is, I think it's pretty cool.
Michaela was raised in North Denver, still lives there today, and she says she grew up on the foods Arellano mentioned, including green chili. She says it wasn't until she went away to college that she realized Denver's green chili was unique. And I just love this. She was willing to share her family's recipe for chili verde with us, and we've posted it to CPR.org.
It's something that was handed down to me from my mom, who learned from her grandmother, going all the way back to the farmers and ranchers that lived in this region of the country back when it was Mexico.
Well, Michaela, there was one more thing you wrote in to tell us, and it was about my pronunciation of a street in North Denver where you grew up.
Well, you guys are talking about La Pan Street, and I've met many people who did not grow up in North Denver, and so they struggle with the pronunciations a little bit, and yeah, kind of just La Pan Street, short vowels.
I said Lipan.
That. And I was like, oh, he needs help on that.
Michaela Haluco of Denver. And this got us thinking about whether there are other street names or places you're really not sure how to pronounce. We'd love to know what they are, and then we'll try to track down the answer. So let us know on Facebook. We're CPR News. I'm Ryan Warner, and that's Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio.